Hello, podcast world. I'm Katie.
And I'm Claire.
And you're listening to Beers After Work.
And we're here after work, not drinking beer this week.
No, we're drinking a concoction.
Yeah. What would you call this?
My
Tai with...
Yeah, it's not really like a Mai Tai. It's like, but it's along those...
Along those lines.
Idea.
Yeah.
Along that idea.
We had to substitute a few things to make it right. So,
yeah, so
it's our own special Tai.
It's got some handcrafted in Montana
rum.
White rum. And we froze some coconut milk and added in some simple syrup and lime juice. And I put some fresh strawberries and some jam. Because that's what we had.
I know. Sounds strange, but
and I blended it all. Yeah, it's not bad. Not bad.
Some ice chunks in there, so if you hear some crunching.
That's just us chewing on ice. Yeah. It's not bad.
No. It'll do.
Last week's wine was especially delicious, so I don't know if we can really come back from that, but we're trying.
Yeah.
Geez, it feels like we recorded a really long time ago.
I know. Well, it's been a few.
It's been a minute.
Yeah.
We had to go back over our notes and cross things out and update.
I know. That's irrelevant at this point. We'll start over.
Yeah, so start over. Anyways,
last
there's
weekend.
Been a lot that went on.
I know, you've been out of town.
I went out of town.
Yeah. How was that trip?
It was good. It was good. I don't know why it said it like that. It was all right. No, it was good. It was nice to have some time off and just like vacation mode kind of.
Yeah.
But you know, once you get older and you start living on your own, 5 days with family is a lot
rough.
Of family.
Yeah.
It's a lot of family time. So by the end of it, I was ready to just be home.
I feel the same way after family time. It's just hard to, like,
I don't know. I don't think be nice. For me, it's just, like, going. Like, always having to be on.
Yeah. And there's always, like, activities. Like,
something
now we're going
to
do this. Now we're going
to like,
do this.
You always have to talk. Yeah. Sometimes I just want to not talk. Contrary to popular belief.
Yeah. Yeah. As we talked about last time, Katie's family likes to talk. So.
I love... And yeah, it was that same side of the family. So it's just, like, a lot of energy.
Yeah.
It's a lot of energy. And I am very much a part of it. So we got this new game called Hot Seat.
Okay.
That we played.
Yeah.
It was so much fun. So you draw 3 cards as the person in the hot seat.
Okay.
And you choose what you want everyone to play.
Okay.
So my first one was, what is a surprising, or what is a simple task that I'm surprisingly bad at?
Okay.
And so each person around the table has to write as if they are me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I write my answer, and then I read all of them out, and then you go back around and guess which one was my actual answer.
Okay.
So, so a lot of mine were kind of mean. No, I was dying. So what is something I'm surprisingly bad at? One of them was life.
Oh my god.
One of them was sympathy.
Oh.
2 of them said cleaning the cat box. 1 of them said keeping a conversation short.
Oh my god.
Mine was addition.
Addition. Well, that seems the most logical.
I thought,
Come on.
I was like, something simple that I'm surprisingly bad at. Like addition. I just like get confused.
I would say spelling.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. Yeah, that was not what my family was thinking. They weren't wrong.
They were going for the tough punches. That's what family's good for.
Yeah, it was fun. I had a good time. But I'm happy to be back into a routine.
Yeah.
It's always nice.
It is.
It's nice to get away, but it's nice to come back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm glad you at least had some time to, like, not think about things.
Yeah. I told everyone about our podcast.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hopefully you're listening.
No one understood why we're doing it.
Everyone said, why?
Yeah.
What?
Why? Why? And I was like,
why not?
I mean, the idea came along because we don't have hobbies.
Yeah.
And so we decided we needed
something to do.
Something to do. And this is surprisingly simple.
Simple and
something
fun.
I'm bad at that's surprisingly simple.
No.
Podcast.
I don't know. We had 20 views or listens to our last episode, so I would not say that's bad.
I think we're doing all right.
How many listens do you think the popular podcast get?
Well, last a week ago, it said 18.
So we got two more?
So at least two more. Hundreds of thousands. Someday.
Someday.
When we're famous. Yeah, we'll see. Anyways, that was my weekend.
That sounds like fun. Way more fun than mine. I just worked. I met with my parents for a beer. Mm-hmm. Always fun. I went to a play on Friday night.
Oh, yeah.
That was fun. It was very long, so I just ended up being really tired, but that's okay. It was a really good show, and it's always nice to, like, immerse yourself in culture.
Yeah.
Right?
Try something new. I go to every one.
You do.
I haven't missed one.
Yeah. This one is good. You really should see it. It was Newsies. Yeah. Which is one of my favorite musicals.
I've never seen it.
Oh.
I know.
You should maybe watch the movie first.
Really? Or should I watch the movie after? I usually like to watch it after, because then I feel like my expectations aren't
that high.
Well,
that's
awful to say. But it's like when you read a book.
That's
and then
true.
Watch the movie. Yeah, you know, no, like the book is
always going to be better.
Always better.
Yeah. So, well, I don't know what I would do. I just kind of always thought that everyone has already seen it. So, no, I don't know what would I don't know what would be better, to see the play, small town stage. So, it's not like Broadway.
Right.
Or see the movie. You have to see the movie cuz Christian Bale's in it.
Oh.
Yeah, and we just watched Batman last night, and all I could think of, saw him, and all I thought of was him saying, Pulitzer. Pulitzer. That's like all I could think of.
When he's trying to be Batman.
I'm Batman.
I can't even do it.
I'm Batman.
No, that's not it.
It's like a ghost voice.
Anywho.
Anyway.
You went camping the weekend before, though.
I did.
You went camping.
Not we like, canoed.
Yeah.
Yeah. We packed up the canoe with the dog. And then we're going to go to this like established campsite, but we got really tired. We just wanted to quit canoeing. So we like pulled off to the side, and it was national forest land. So you can just camp wherever. And we ended up finding like a spot that other people have obviously been at, because there was like a fire pit or a fire ring, you know? And, it was very like level and cleared out. And it was so amazing. It was so quiet. Like, there's no other groups around.
Oh.
Awesome view of the river and the cliffs. It was really cool.
Sometimes that's just what you need.
Yeah.
Like, a no stimulation break from life.
No cell service.
Yeah.
Campfire. I mean, s'mores and whiskey. It was pretty great.
Ooh, actually, I saw, driving down the highway in Montana, I think it was Nabisco, or maybe it was Hershey's. It was a s'more mobile. So it's like a food truck, but s'mores.
Are you kidding me?
I don't know
me?
Where they were going or where they came from, but I think we need to Google them and figure out.
S'more mobile.
Yeah.
That's my kind of truck.
Wouldn't that be awesome? I wonder if they have like different flavors. Remember when we used to make all different s'mores?
Campfire s'mores. Donut holes.
Yeah. Ooh.
Starburst.
If you've never roasted a donut hole over a campfire, you are seriously missing out on life.
The frosting
we call them
turd balls.
Turd balls.
Yeah. They do kind of look like they're chocolate like donuts. Yeah.
They just look like turd balls. Oh, yeah.
We're getting off track here.
We are. Okay. Food challenge. So, this weekend, well, that sounded very Canadian. So,
this weekend.
We can't get out of our Canadian accents. So this weekend, everyone I came into contact with, I asked, what is a weird snack that you eat that no one else does, and no one could really come up with anything?
They'll eat normally?
I'll eat normally. So the weirdest thing that I heard was my grandma, she likes to eat salt and pepper on her cantaloupe.
Huh.
And not only her cantaloupe, but most of her fruit.
Fruit.
Yeah.
I suppose.
So.
Interesting.
Food challenge, since we have no other ideas for this week.
Salt and pepper
on apples. That's what I'm bringing to the table. What about you?
I'm adding, Katie told me about this earlier, and I'm going to add balsamic vinegar and strawberries with black pepper. So we have apples with salt and pepper, and then we have strawberries with balsamic vinegar and pepper.
So I'm really nervous about the strawberries and balsamic vinegar because I keep getting whiffs of
the it's very strong
vinegar. So I think I might try that one first.
So then that can clear your palate. The apples can clear your palate.
Hopefully.
Okay.
Or this concoction of a drink.
Delicious beverage. That one has a lot of pepper on it, so I might go with this one.
I might go with this one.
Gotta, like, get that balsamic.
I don't really want that balsamic. Okay, I'm nervous. What do you think? Not bad?
You get the balsamic? Oh, the pepper's really good.
Okay.
You get the balsamic first, but then the sweetness of the strawberry, like, mellows it out. And then I tasted the pepper at the end, and I thought it was...
Oh, actually?
It's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Whoa. I really did not think I would like that.
You know what would be
good really
if you,
good, actually.
Reduce the balsamic and put it on, like, ice cream?
Oh, yeah.
And you then know, I brought, maybe wouldn't do the pepper, but that'd
be
good.
The oil and vinegar store here has chocolate balsamic? Espresso balsamic.
Ooh.
I have some in my pantry.
I smell a dessert.
I
recommend that.
Wouldn't crave that.
But
if I was feeling like fancy, I would eat it.
I would maybe
not bad.
I would do it differently. I would reduce the balsamic so it's more of a glaze.
Yeah, I really thought I would hate that.
I think it'd be good with cheese too, like a goat cheese with that. Mm. Or like even brie, I think would be good. Something like creamy to like.
I love goat cheese. I would put goat cheese on almost anything.
My foot.
Yeah, probably. Okay.
Salt and pepper apples.
Oh, we went for the same one.
I'm gonna do this one.
Okay, cheers.
Cheers. Yeah.
Nothing to write home about.
I mean,
honestly, it tastes like if you just had cut up apples like on your plate
and it got mixed,
and it
with,
got
like,
mixed with stuff.
Your main dish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's not something I would ever like
just
actively
eat.
Look for.
Yeah.
I don't think it changes the apple very much.
No. I don't, I mean, I'm not going to spit it out, but
I'm not going to finish it.
Now we know. Maybe.
Okay, so strawberries?
Yes.
I would actually eat. That was not bad.
Apples. But maybe there's a different fruit that's better with salt and pepper. Like, maybe the cantaloupe would be, because it's not as...
It's more lopey?
It's not as tart. It's not as, like, tart, maybe? I don't know. I think it'd be worth a shot to try. Like, and I do think that would be good... If you're doing, like, a big cheese board at a party...
Yeah, it would be
then
good.
Then it would be a little bit better.
Because it would be kind of, like...
More savory.
More savory.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Hmm. But if you're thinking, I'm going to eat an apple, in my mind, it's just going to be the apple.
Yeah.
It's just... Yeah. You don't really need...
Peanut butter, that's all I would add.
Mm-hmm.
But I would add peanut butter to anything.
Except for fried pickles,
Oh, yeah. Ugh. Let's not go there. We already have one for next week, though.
Yes, the
this
new
is something
food
I've been
challenge.
Wanting to try. So Heinz is coming out with mayo chup.
That sounds...
Which, the name is awful.
It's awful.
It's mayo and ketchup. But I
but that's
I
just
used
fry
to
sauce.
Yeah, it's fry sauce. Yeah. I used to mix it together when I was little. I remember when we used to have Arctic Circle. Do you remember Arctic Circle?
Yes.
And I used to mix it together and eat my fries in it. But honestly, and this might be... a stretch. I think the last time I actually had it was when I was like 10.
Yeah. When I discovered ranch, that was kind of the end of
like
my like ketchup game.
Yeah.
And I never really did the mayo, straight mayo. I never did straight mayo.
No. That was bleh.
So the challenge is, we're going to do a condiment showdown. Wait.
Yeah. Battle of the condiments.
Battle of the condiments. So we're going to make some French fries and we're going to try straight ketchup, ketchup mayo, aka fry sauce. Straight mayo, straight ranch.
Ketchup ranch,
aka... Ketchup ranch.
I don't know if that has a name.
Ketchup ranch.
Ketchup
ranch. Ranch up.
Oh, ranch up.
Ranch up.
Oh, yeah, ranch up.
Duh.
Duh.
Any other condiments out there that we need to try, let us know. I've also heard of, like, the malt vinegar
thing. Yeah.
I know I don't like that, but we can try
it. We can try it. I know I don't like it either, but... Bleh.
I don't know what else you would dip a fry in.
My go-to is always ranch.
It's always like a mayo-based something.
Something, yeah. That's true. So, yeah, I'm sure we'll still like
someone it. Someone ordered, I don't know where I was, but they ordered a side of sour cream with their French fries.
Oh, interesting.
And I was like, how do you dunk? I feel like sour cream is so thick, you couldn't dunk a french fry and have it stay.
And I feel like sour cream is only good if you, like, mix it with something else, like queso.
Yeah, or, like, or ranch, like, seasoning. Yeah.
or french dip. Or
onions.
French onion.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, please.
Oh, okay. Anyways, off topic again. So, weird, talking about food.
Yeah. So, our 60-second rant this week, is all on Katie.
Do we have
a
timer?
I need to get a timer. I will get that. And your rant is about what?
So, it's still very relevant. So, last time we talked, I wanted to do a 60-second rant on semi-drivers. And then it had been a minute and I hadn't been on the highway, but I have my energy pent back up.
Okay.
So, I'm actually going to rant about the previous time, but I just have, like, all that energy.
Okay.
Okay, so semi-drivers. Ready?
And go.
Okay, so here's my thing. I understand that you're a semi-driver and your truck is big and it takes a lot of gas to, like, get it up to speed and to slow it back down.
Sure.
But here's my issue is we were coming out of a construction zone, so out of one-on-one traffic, whatever that's called, and I can't get
one
started.
Lane. Got it.
Yeah, and so we pulled out. And I got up to speed and was trying to get around a semi. And he pulled in front of me to get around someone else. And I had to slam on my brakes. And obviously, I was very dramatic about it. And so I was just, like, angry and was probably talking about it. And then, so he finally pulls back over and I speed up to pass him. And he's flipping me off.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, I was so mad. So I told him to maybe suck something that he probably didn't want to. And I flipped him back off. And then I was scared. I was, oh my gosh, I'm out of time.
Time's up. That's okay, though.
Time's up. But I was then scared to pull off because I thought maybe he would, like, come and get me.
Like, hurt you.
Yeah. So anyways.
I get it. Sometimes it's like, I feel like they need to make separate roads for semi-drivers.
Right.
Like, it's just really get them stressful.
Out of my way. It is stressful.
Yeah.
Get them out of my way. I don't want to deal.
They're blind spots.
They don't want to deal with us.
No. Obviously.
Yeah, we're all cut from different cloths.
Good one.
Thanks. Anyways.
So last week we did
Our
health challenge was to drink a gallon of water every single
day.
That
was your idea.
Yeah. And how do you feel it went?
So when we first started it, like, I think it was the first day, absolutely, and a couple days after that.
We were pretty strong.
It was difficult.
Oh, it was difficult.
It was difficult.
For you.
It was difficult just because I had to pee so often.
True.
And then, like, drinking the water, like, I was just, like, so bloated.
Yeah.
So that was really hard. And then I also think that I was flushing my body of all the sodium.
Oh, that's right.
Because I was craving salt like no one's business. And I also have a confession for you.
Okay.
So I was craving all this salt, and then my roommate brought home a Costco bag size of Ruffles potato chips.
Oh my god.
I ate it in one day.
The entire bag.
Oh, a Costco family size bag of potato chips.
I want to go see how many calories is in
it. I'm not going to tell you. I don't need to know. I could not stop myself.
So
it was
downside.
Also like,
God.
But it coupled up with, like, timing of that week was...
Got it. So you needed that.
Yeah.
You know,
so, like, release. Maybe it wasn't just based on the water, but I definitely ate a whole Costco bag.
Wow.
Yeah.
Kudos.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
So that's how it went for me. It got easier.
After that,
it got easier. And actually, this weekend, I noticed, because I wasn't drinking as much water because I was on quote-unquote vacation.
Yes.
I did notice a drop in my energy levels.
Really?
My skin got worse.
Hmm.
And I just didn't feel, like, as good.
Yeah.
So
that
I think I'm going to continue, actually.
I want to, too. And I kind of dropped off the bandwagon probably this last weekend, too. I did pretty well. I think there was one
day. For the whole week.
We did, yeah, I did.
I did.
I think it was, like, maybe that next Sunday or something that I, you know, just couldn't do it. It's hard when I'm off my, like, schedule,
yeah.
Or if I'm working, I have a food truck, and when I work in the food truck, I just can't drink that much water because I have to pee, and there's nowhere to go.
You can't really pee anywhere.
Nobody wants me to pee in the truck. That's disgusting.
Yeah.
But yeah, I know, I feel...
Do you think it, like, helped?
I think so. Like,
or do you think it was, like...
More detrimental?
Yeah.
No, I, especially on nights that I knew I was going to be drinking, I kind of planned that I would save 2 cups of water
for after.
Yeah, and then I did that, like, made me drink after I was drinking water after I was drinking alcohol, and I went to bed feeling decent.
I also noticed that, like, when I would drink something else besides water, it was such a welcome taste.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, oh my, like, I had... One night, I had to work late, and I had coffee late, and I was just like, oh my gosh, like, it tastes so good. But, yeah, as we went on, it got easier and easier, for sure. And then, I mean, once you get a routine, I feel like...
Yeah, and it was like, okay, I could have, like, either one or two before I even really got going for the day. And frequently, I will drink a whole thing of water... like, throughout the night, and I don't even really count that, because it's through the night, but, like, I mean, that's still a decent amount of water.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. I enjoyed it, and I would definitely recommend it, and I would continue to do it.
I am going
to continue to do it.
Well, so, good. So that's that.
Jeez, we are just blowing right through this podcast today.
But our next health challenge.
Oh, I do have... Speaking of this health challenge, I have something to show you because I got so bloated.
Okay.
Did you?
I was so
bloated. So I need to show you this.
Oh, geez. A picture of your bloat.
I just was like, at one point I had to kind of slow down because I was too uncomfortable and I knew I had to wear a tight outfit.
Yeah.
And so I, oh, geez, where'd it go? So I slowed down on my water intake, but I, oh my gosh, I'm sorry.
I can't find it. I remember a picture that a friend of mine sent. We were young, we were still in high school, and she was just on her period, that's why she was so bloated. But, no, she just came out of the bathroom. I remember we were staying at a hotel together, and she just came out of the bathroom in her swimsuit, and she was like, look at me, and she turned sideways, legitimate pregnant belly.
Yeah.
And I was like, here it how?
Is. Okay, so yes. This is when we were drinking a gallon of water. I hope you can still... So, anyways, I just showed you a video.
Kitty accidentally stopped the recording.
Yeah, anyways, I was so bloated, it looked like I was pregnant.
But at least you're bloated full of water and not full of salt or not full of...
That's true.
You know, like
it
that's
went,
a good kind
it
of bloat.
It went away really quickly.
Yeah, you just pee and...
Basically.
Or go to bed the next day
and
you feel great.
Felt better the next day. Oh,
okay, so our next health challenge this next week, we're calling it the digital detox.
Digital detox.
Digital detox.
Like, isn't
like
that
NSYNC?
Digital get down?
Get down. Just you and me. I always thought that song was weird. Anyway.
Now that we're older, I kind of understand what it's about.
Yeah, and it still seems weird.
Still very weird to sing a song about it. But, digital detox. So, I think that we should give ourselves the evening of no phones.
No internet.
No social media.
Yeah.
Nothing. So, starting from 7 p.m. until we wake up.
Just stay off your phone.
Stay off your phone. So I think I'm just going to leave mine downstairs because I don't spend a lot of time downstairs when I'm home. And then that way I'm not tempted.
Yeah.
I've just been noticing I'm so quick to just get on it.
Uh-huh.
Anytime there's a lull in
anything. Like I will be watching a show. I'll be on my computer and I'll be on my phone all at the same time. And what's the point? I catch myself and I'm like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
Like, can I not even just focus
on one TV show?
Like, am I that ADD right now?
Yeah.
So I think this will be good.
1 week, 7 p.m.
to the next morning.
It would be less than 12 hours for us.
That's not that hard.
You're sleeping hopefully eight of it.
Yeah.
So, anyways, we'll let you know.
And how often does, like, Instagram and Facebook update between 7 and when you go to bed?
Really, there's no need to get on it more than probably once a day.
Yeah.
Honestly, once a day. But speaking of which, I did not watch The Bachelorette finale last night because we're watching it tonight. So I don't know who wins. So I actually have been avoiding all social media since last night.
That is
because
impressive.
I just know it's everywhere.
Yeah.
Luckily, I've just been working, and I'll go right home to watch it. So I haven't been really tempted yet, but I'm so nervous.
I haven't even been watching, but I follow The Knot on Instagram, and they just, there it was. Like, and there was something else that, someone else that spoiled it.
I'm sure it's everywhere.
Yeah.
So I haven't been on anything all day today.
Well, speaking of The Bachelorette, in our Let's Talk About You segment, Katie has always wanted to fill out a Bachelor questionnaire application to get on the show. So we printed one out.
To be a contestant.
And some of these questions are just gems.
Some of them are really silly.
Have you ever been arrested, charged, or convicted with a crime? Like, these are intense. But then there's one that's like, do you have any tattoos, and where are they? So, I don't know. I don't know what the right answer would be to get on the show, to be honest.
Yeah.
They probably just look for a broad range of answers.
And they probably, I mean, it's all based off who's going to make
good TV.
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask Katie a few of these questions, and she's going to answer, and then I'm going to kind of pipe in with what I...
So Claire's already answered what she...
If I were Katie, I would answer this way, right?
Okay.
Your question is, why would you want to find your spouse on our TV show?
Ooh, because I live in Helena. There's no one. I figure, why not? I already have zero options. Might as well just make sure.
So my answer is because nothing else has worked. So pretty much
yes. On par with one another.
Okay.
I'm nervous.
What are your hobbies and interests? This is actually a pretty, legitimate question, but I think this is kind of fun.
Podcasting. Doi.
We already said.
See, this is my issue, is because my hobbies are basically what I
Your
do
career.
For work. Yeah. So running, cooking, drinking.
That's okay. I think those are good.
That's about it, I would say.
I put drinking wine, eating donuts,
yes.
and then running it all off.
Yes!
I love that.
Oh my god, you do know me so well.
That's the other thing. I feel like you need to be, clever with these answers. Like, if you put something that was just, so...
Just, bleh. Then you're not going to get a second look.
Like, my hobbies, reading, or art.
Hiking.
Painting pictures in the park.
Boring. I like that you said eating donuts specifically.
Yeah, specifically donuts.
Because that is a hobby of mine.
Donut connoisseur.
Mm.
That could be a...
Coctologist.
Yeah. Put that in your career...
I need to put that in.
The career question.
Coctologist.
Donut connoisseur. Podcaster.
Check.
Yeah. / coach. Do you have any special talents? Tell us.
Special talents. Oh, shit. I'm on the spot.
I know.
I don't think I have any.
I wrote down two.
Okay. What do you think my talents are?
I said you have a contagious laugh.
Oh! Is that a talent?
Well,
also,
could be.
I've been told it's just annoying.
By your family?
Yeah.
I also said you're a party starter. That's definitely
Am
a
I?
Talent. Are you?
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
That's a talent.
I'll take it.
Because some people are party poopers.
Poopers. Yeah. And I'm not a pooper.
You're not a pooper. You're a
I'm
starter.
I'm a starter.
I guess I never wrote down this one. Wait, let me see if I have one more.
Okay.
But I think this is a good question.
Talents is hard.
Talents is hard. Because it's like...
It's like kind of braggy.
Like, do you play the violin? Like,
no.
Oh,
I don't.
You sing opera.
I run.
Know. Yeah.
I run fast.
What are you talented?
Yeah.
Same with hot. I mean, I think that kind of correlates
hobbies.
With hobbies. Like,
that's true.
You have to be,
they would
pretty
be
well-rounded.
Pretty one and the same.
Anyway.
All right.
So I didn't write these down either, so we can brainstorm. List Kay. Three adjectives that would surprise people about you.
Surprisingly bad at addition.
Surprisingly
bad at spelling. That would surprise people about me. Adjectives.
Oh, this is hard. Like,
what would you say about yourself?
What would I say about myself? Introvert, maybe? Or do I come off as an introvert?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you do.
Okay, so maybe that's not right.
I don't know. Oh, my gosh, this is hard. And now I'm, like, really second-guessing what an adjective is. So I don't want to say anything because now I'm, like, don't want to sound dumb. I could have used a heads
that
up on this one.
That made my day. We can skip this question. But I challenge everyone to think about three adjectives that would surprise other people about yourself.
Do you have three about me?
No, that's the one I didn't write down. Oh. I don't know. Because it's hard.
It is hard.
That would surprise
other
people.
Let's come back next week with some.
With that, yeah.
Let's write that down.
That's like a challenge for ourselves. Like, really yeah. to think about ourselves.
Three adjectives. All right. That was fun.
That was fun.
I don't think that will get me on.
No, we'd have to perfect the application. You yeah. have to be clever.
So I was listening to my podcast again this week, mm-hmm. yesterday, and one of the girls, she worked on The Bachelor, so she couldn't apply, but she had an application, like, all ready to go, uh-huh. and she came up with a rap to get on to the tune or the whatever of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Oh my
and
god.
And it was so hilarious. And I was like,
that's what you need.
Damn, I'm not that creative.
That would be your talent.
Right? Rap. I mean, I sing some pretty beautiful songs to my dog.
Yeah.
Lullabies.
I've heard you rap before. Other people's lyrics.
Other people's lyrics.
That
yes.
you probably studied over and over again.
Yeah, that's true.
But that's okay.
I mean, you give me any check on it, Beyonce.
Oh, yeah.
I got that.
Nail it.
Down pat. Claire and I used to drive around and just listen to that song over and over.
Yeah.
Just the two of us.
That's how cool we are.
Good times.
That's why I'm introverted. Okay. So. Pop culture. I mean, Bachelorette
also,
is definitely pop culture.
Oh, for sure. I also want to do a Would You Rather.
That's right. I haven't even thought about this.
Okay.
We're going to play a round of Would You Rather.
So, I have one.
Okay.
It's kind of silly.
Okay.
And it's one that I just heard on a different podcast, but
okay.
I'm bringing it to you.
That's okay. Tell me. It'll be good.
Would you rather eat a turd that tasted like chocolate or a chocolate that tasted like a turd?
Chocolate tastes like a turd. I'm not eating a legitimate turd.
You are so cool. I had to think about that one
really?
First.
Yeah.
Well, it's like when you
at
say,
least you
like,
know it's real food.
At least it's like when you say I would eat like poop if it was covered in peanut butter or something. You know, like, people say that all the time.
Yeah.
So that's why I had to really think about
suppose.
It. Like, just, like, the smell of, like, a real, like, when you are scooping dog poop and, like, that
oh,
smell.
I know, it's bad.
And then you would, like, eat that flavor.
Yeah, but you would know in the back of your head, this is actually food. But if you ate a turd.
I mean, technically, you could argue that turds are food.
Oh my god, because
dogs eat them.
I don't think that's a legitimate argument, but
I honestly don't know what my answer would be because I go back and forth like by the second.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my would you rather.
Okay, mine was kind of on the same lines. I just thought of it because I saw a garbage can over there.
Okay, go.
Would you rather eat out of that garbage can uh-huh. or pee in the garbage can publicly? Like, you had to pee so bad, you just have to squat.
Confession?
You've done it.
I've done both.
You've eaten garbage?
Yeah, I ate a pizza out of the garbage once.
Oh, well, it's your own pizza. Like, you would have to walk over to that public garbage can and eat something out of it.
Eat something out
yeah.
of it, or pee
Or pee in it right now with all these cars driving by. Drop your pants and pee.
I think I'd almost just rather, like,
pee.
eat out of it. Because at least you could, like, kind of, like, rummage around and, like, move on with your day.
People wouldn't notice.
And people wouldn't be, like,
that taking...
I were to squat over that garbage and pee, there would definitely be...
And you'd probably get arrested.
On Snapchat somewhere, yeah.
That's true. That's
what
a good
answer.
What
would you do?
I mean, if there was leftover food, I would eat that.
Oh, okay.
But, I mean, it depends on what's in the garbage. I don't know what's in that garbage can.
Maybe we should go take a look after this. I keep clicking that. It's probably not...
good sound.
Good sound, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's kind of wrapping up our episode. Gosh, we had a lot to talk about.
Oh, I didn't tell you about the concert I went to.
Tell me.
Dustin Lynch.
He's
handsome.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't know.
I do.
So, and then I saw he posted a YouTube video. He ate at Bert and Ernie's. And he didn't come here.
That's where he chose to eat? Eight?
Yeah.
Shouldn't be rude.
Yeah.
Oh, he didn't even come to my restaurant.
I know.
Josh Ritter came here.
Yeah, Dustin Lynch was so handsome. I was like, woo.
Now we know.
Woo.
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 Next time.
Next year. He'll never be back. I don't know why I put that under pop culture. But I did.
He's a popular
artist.
Well, I don't know. You tell me.
I don't know.
I don't really do country.
I just, when the concert comes to town, I just listen to that person on repeat.
Yeah.
And then know
some
of their songs. Yeah. Anywho.
Well, thanks for listening, everyone.
I feel like this wasn't our best cast.
Can't talk about that yet.
Okay.
Let the people decide.
Well, let us know. I put this out there last time. You need to follow us on Instagram, Beers After Work.
And just
let us know. Like, send us a DM, comment on our pic, anything.
What do you want us to talk about?
And tell us what we're really bad at. Tell us what you don't want to hear about anymore.
That's even better, yeah.
Because any feedback is positive feedback.
At this point in the game. Yeah.
So.
Anyway, next week, we're going to dig into our phone history, our Google phone history.
Yeah.
And just see what the last few
Google
searches were. So, everybody, take a look now and see what they are.
See
because
what.
It could be really embarrassing.
Yeah. I mean, we are going to do a good job about not thinking about it from now until then because we actually don't know when we're recording next.
I know, we kind of change our dates every week, so it'll be a surprise.
So it'll be a surprise, yeah.
And I often Google weird things when I'm a little tipsy and I'm like watching movies and I have questions.
Always. Not even.
I wake up the next morning and I'm like, what was I Googling?
So,
like, what does a city commissioner do? That's what I Googled last night after watching Batman.
Oh, great question.
Anyway. That's a sneak peek in next week, and then we'll have lots of other good stuff for you guys. So, another great food challenge.
Yeah.
And cheers!
Cheers, friend.
Have a great week.